You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE is closed, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg, how was the day, generally speaking?
Yeah, I found it a little bit boring, really. No real story to get your teeth into. Brokers sort of going through the motions. Turnover of 16 billion. We did give up 296 points. So back at 58,807 on the all share. But nothing really. Sort of obviously those production updates not for the various platinum and resource councils, but nothing else really.
Okay, let's go through those. Kumba Iron Ore, Anglo American Platinum, Anglo American itself, and there was one other as well, Goldfields, I think, Greg. Anything happened to those shares?
Well, the one which I was sort of just looking at in the afternoon, Anglo American Platinum, they gave their first quarter update, and they did mention that this load shedding has affected production there. So that share price down 1.5%. It has been on a run along with the platinum group metals. We've spoken about so many times on the show, but definitely negative impact on the share price.
I spoke to a chap from a well-known investment bank earlier on today, and the podcast will be up in the next hour or so, about the Eskom effect and the impact on growth. And he seemed to be quite sanguine about it. He said everything's already in the price in the domestic stocks and these present bargains at the moment. I suddenly thought 355 billion, 400 billion, 250 billion, whatever number you assign to the problem that Eskom has and the sort of sporadic nature of electricity supply, which is obviously the lifeblood of any industrial economy. I just thought, no, I actually think you're getting it completely wrong. I think we are understating the case here.
Yes, and I suppose that's what makes markets. Brokers get together and we'll have those type of arguments. I mean, I've seen people saying if we've got zero GDP growth over the next 5 years, we're not going to create jobs. With this electricity price going up, you know, people are afraid to grow businesses, to expand. And it's problematic for sure. I just don't know where the growth is going to come from. With uncertain electricity supply, and when it is on, it's going up 13-14% every year.
Yeah, it's a conundrum, Greg. Otherwise, what has been happening? Let's have a look at the most viewed shares. Steinhoff, of course, that's up 1.6% to one rand 91. Can you believe it? 14.29 for Sibanye, EOH 2040, and Naspers 3646. The Naspers story, there was a big trade, I understand. I saw that on Twitter. There was a large block of 10-cent shares went through the market. Anything there?
No, not really. Yeah, giving up 46 Rand, but it's had quite a nice run. I mean, the low around about October last year was 2,300. We had 3,664. Throw in the multi-choice, which is trading at 122.35. That's quite a nice sort of little return if you'd held your nerve and stayed in those two counters.
Okay, top five major moves to the upside. Let's start with Goldfields, up 4.7% after their production update today. ShopRite, up 3.5%. Sirius, I don't know what that is. Santam, up 2.9%. And Harmony, up 2.8%, Greg. So a couple of gold shares in there.
Yeah, a couple of gold counters going better. Gold price back at 1280. Rand looks like it's settling now, you know, around the 1445, 1450 zone for the time being. So perhaps market pricing that in and giving gold shares a benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, on the downside, we've got RCL. That's always there. It's habitually there. Exaro, Kumba Iron Ore, after their trading update as well. That's one I didn't mention. BATS and also AECI, Greg. And there's some big moves to the downside there. I mean, Exaro and Kumba Iron Ore, for example, both down over 4%.
Yeah, and the British American Tobacco down 3.2%. No specific news. There was a story last week where one of the U.S. senators was saying he wants to make the age to buy cigarettes 21. And that knocked the price back to these levels where it was and spent the rest of the week regaining those losses and then gave it all back up today. It's one that you hold, but sure, it gives you sleepless nights.
You've got to be fairly stupid if you're an 18-year-old or a 17-year-old or a 13-year-old and you can't go into a shop and buy and or somehow buy a packet of cigarettes because the legal age of buying cigarettes is 21. I mean, of course you're going to buy them. I mean, my local... my local corner shop man doesn't care what age I am. He doesn't care about the law.
They just want to sell. Yeah, I think the way the market's interpreting it is, but the, you know, it looked as though they were going to step away from this sort of war against tobacco companies, and then a new sort of senator stepped forward for that particular beating up the tobacco industry role. So, as you say, it's a ridiculous concept. You know, you could just ask someone to run in and buy the cigarettes for you.
Exactly. Or you just lie. Greg, give us the major indexes and the way they move today, please.
So the banks flat for the day, down 0.6%. Financials up 0.08%. Industrials up 0.58%. The retailers up 0.2%. Gold shares we spoke about up 1.7%. Platinums up 0.21%. The resources giving up 0.56%. I think it's mostly on those Kumbas. And then the all share index down 0.5%, 296 points lower. 58,807. So we continue to sort of tread water in the sort of 58 to 59 range.
Yes, we do. And of course, we've got a short week next week as well, Greg. What's happening on Wednesday? Just remind me. I'm getting very confused with these public holidays.
That's a workers' day.
A what?
So,
oh, May the 1st.
1st of May. Yeah, May Day.
Oh, right, okay.
Workers' Day, yeah.
So on Workers' Day, people don't go to work, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's a Workers' Day off, yeah, for me.
Okay, and then the week after that, we've got, what, an election or something?
Yeah, the 8th of May is the election day, and I was just thinking that volume's probably going to be a little bit quiet because you've got the two short weeks. We don't really have a lot of days left until the elections, really. If you short week next week, and we're basically there.
Yes, indeed. Dollar rand 14.43, British pound against the rand 18.63, and the euro rand 16.08, with the euro dollar 1.1140, continuing to grind higher, that US dollar, despite the fact that interest rates in the States are apparently not going up. When we look at the gold price is rallied quite nice. It's just up. What's that noise in the background, Greg?
The fumigators just taking care of the last
cockroaches.
The cockroach problem. Let's hope that we can get on top of this thing before the election.
Gold price 1280 up $4 an ounce. Platinum is 887 up 2.5. And palladium 1402 down 3. With the oil price 75.15. What's happening on the international markets, Greg? Before you fumigate yourself out of there.
We're down 150 points on the Dow, so giving up some of those gains. I see the FTSE's down 41 points. So, developed markets all a little bit softer. S&P is down 4 points at the moment. Let me look at the Nasdaq, up slightly.
Yeah, and the FTSE down 0.5% at 74.31. Greg Davies, thank you very much for your time this evening. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. Incidentally, Greg, I never speak about this, but how do people contact you? Because although you mainly deal with institutions, you also take some high net worth individuals occasionally.
Yes, so probably the easiest is on my email, which is quite simple. It's greg@kratos.co.za.
greg@kratos.co.za. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.